This is the Afternoon Magazine on AM 580 and online at will.illinois.edu. I'm Celeste Quinn. Thanks for tuning in today. The Osher Lifelong Learning Institute is about to embark on its spring session. The institute has a dozen class offerings from African-American sacred music to a history of polar exploration. My guest in this portion of the program is Kathleen Holden. She is the director of the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, or OLLI, here at the U of I. Kathleen Holden is an alumna of the University of Illinois, and she began working in the university's administration in 1981. When she retired in 2006, she was associate chancellor. And not long after her retirement, Chancellor Richard Herman asked her to return to establish OLLI at Illinois. And we invited her into the studio this afternoon to talk with us not only about what's in store for those taking part in the Institute's spring classes, but also about OLLI and its mission. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure to have you here. So what is the mission of OLLI?
It is to provide intellectually stimulating courses in a community of like-minded learners with no tests and no grades.
I was going to ask you, are there tests?
No.
Okay. All right. At my age, I don't want to be taking any more tests. So, who is Bernard Osher?
He is a philanthropist out of San Francisco who in 1999 went to a funeral for an old friend, and a rabbi was there and turned him on to lifelong learning, and he is now funding at $100,000 each over 117 of these at universities across the country.
Okay, so there's a network of OLLIs.
There is a very strong network, right.
And is there a connection between all of you, or are you largely independent?
We're all independent, yeah. He believes that each university, each community has its own special needs, and so he's very flexible about what he requires.
Well, hats off to Bernard Osher.
Yeah, I certainly appreciate it.
Okay. Well, who are the members of OLLI in Champaign-Urbana?
Well, as of today, we have 270 members. They range in age from 50 to 91. We have people who work and people who are retired. We have the really common thread is that they are interested in learning things that they've never had time to learn, and they enjoy doing it in the company of others.
Yeah. Now, besides the courses that are offered, are there other activities or other programs?
Yep. We have lunchtime lectures. In fact, we had one yesterday on architecture in your home. We've got one coming up next week on Beethoven in Search of a Good Idea. we have study groups. Those are facilitated by members. We have a study group on the tall grass prairie, on cognitive hygiene. Don't ask me what that means.
Clearing out the cobwebs.
Whatever the members want to get together to talk about, we just facilitate it, and they do it.
How does one become a member?
Very easily. You can call 244-9141, or you can go to the web at www.olli.uiuc.edu and explore.
Now, I mentioned African-American sacred music, a history of polar exploration, two of the offerings coming up later this spring. Courses get underway at the end of the month. Is it too late to sign up for those?
No, it is not. We have only one course that is full, and that is Tai Chi. But we have a wonderful course. May Barenbaum is coordinating a course on bees for us. A fascinating subject. Gene Robinson, a professor in the neuroscience program at Illinois, is coordinating a course on the brain. We have really remarkable faculty members who are very generous in giving their time to the program. I'm very grateful.
Now, are there speakers that you bring in from time to time as well?
Well, the lunchtime lectures are speakers.
Yeah, but I mean people from outside the University of Illinois community. I mean, would you have a guest lecturer come in for a program?
Yeah. We will do anything that the members want. They own the program. And that's the other key that I didn't mention. I do what they tell me to do. I have a curriculum committee, a board, a budget committee, and I do what they say.
Okay, that's an interesting way of governing things, isn't it?
Well, it is, and it's very different from traditional lifelong learning programs where staff design the programs. This is a member-run organization.
Yeah. Now, you were asked to get OLLI up and running by Chancellor Herman not long after your retirement.
Right.
You thought you were going to sit down for a few minutes. It's now 2008. How long has OLLI been a part of the community life here in Champaign-Urbana?
We just finished our first semester of courses in the fall.
So this is number two.
This is number two, yeah. We're very excited.
Now, what have you found most rewarding about this new challenge?
I know exactly what it is. It's being able to put programs together with the OLLI members that benefit people, that make them happy, that's filling a niche that wasn't available to them before. I mean, mm-hmm. this truly is unique to have mm-hmm. them own the program and run the programs and participate both in class, before class, and after class with people who like to think and learn just like they do.
Yeah, because the University of Illinois offers so many opportunities for people in the community, but not necessarily courses.
Right.
That's something you don't want to do. The old-fashioned, the way the students have to do it when you come
right.
in as a freshman and when you're working on your PhD, that kind of thing.
Yes.
But you still want to be active and involved in learning things. So in addition now to wonderful things that people have taken advantage of forever, like it seems like forever anyway, like Cranert and the MillerCom series and mm-hmm. that kind of thing, now we have OLLI.
Well, as a matter of fact, OLLI has partnered with Cranert a couple of times already to provide special tickets for performances. And we will continue to do that. Cranert Center for the Performing Arts has been a wonderful partner for us.
Where are you located at the moment?
We are in the Research Park. In the Yahoo building. everyone knows us as the Yahoo building at 2021 South First. And that's the other wonderful thing is we have our classrooms and our offices are right together, so I can get to know the members. And the parking is free, which is a huge issue for
that
us.
That helps a lot.
Yeah.
Yahoo. OLLI. Well, I want to thank you very much for coming in and talking with us this afternoon. Any final thoughts you want to leave us with?
Just if anyone out there wants to have more information, we would be delighted to provide it for them.
Okay. And the number is
244-9141.
9141. 244-9141. Or you can find OLLI, no doubt, on the University of Illinois webpage.
Yes.
Okay. Very good.
Thank you so much,
Kathleen.
Thanks.
Kathleen Holden, she is director of the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, OLLI, here at the U of I. It's 5 minutes before 3 o'clock Central Time. Coming up at 3, World from PRI. Today, Cubans fleeing to Florida face angry seas and Coast Guard patrol boats. That's why thousands of them have chosen a different route through Mexico. The Mexican government fears a mass exodus of Cubans in the coming years. The Mexican Passage from Cuba and the Day's News. That's coming up today on The World. You can hear the program Monday through Friday at 3 p.m. Central Time and again in the evening at 7 p.m. here on AM 580 and online at will.illinois.edu.